All right. So back at it today. As I mentioned, we're going to have Eddie O coming up talking about the Hawks at about 4:40. We've got stuff happening, obviously, in the election cycle is kind of back front and center here, at least in the upper Midwest, because Wisconsin is a week from today. And Wisconsin, as our own Pat Brady, former chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, told us, if Trump wins Wisconsin, it's basically lights out. Is that not correct, Pat?
The lights aren't out, but they're getting dimmer. But I think what you've seen up there in the last couple weeks is talk radio rules in Wisconsin, and they hate Trump. So he's getting killed in the equivalent of Lake and DuPage counties in Illinois and just outside of Milwaukee. So I think it's going to be close, but Cruz might win up there.
Now,
what are the polls like now? Have you seen? Because nationwide, Trump is still way ahead of Ted Cruz, but in Wisconsin, is it really narrow?
Yeah, he's actually down in Wisconsin. You got to remember, I know everybody wants to look at the top line. It doesn't matter in this race. It's all about delegates. You got 42 delegates in Wisconsin. It's just like Illinois. 15 of them go to whoever wins the popular vote, and the rest of them go by congressional district. So it's literally hand-to-hand combat for the delegates. So the top line doesn't really matter. You could come out winning by a point or two, but still not get the delegates you need. So that's the way it's going to be all the way through.
Do they have to vote for the delegates too, like they do in Illinois, like when they voted for you because you're a delegate?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But there's 15 of them are chosen by the state party, and Wisconsin's very hierarchical. So these 15, they may be Trump people because they have to be on the first round, but they may jump on him in the second round if it goes to an open convention. So it's really every one of these races, you got to look at how many delegates were won, not who won the popular vote.
I do like this white nationalist party put out a suggestion to Trump today about who he should have in his cabinet and who he should have around him at all times. And they say Chris Christie should be his vice president. Is there a human being who's more disappointed in himself in America, more shamed, looking down, kicking his own feet, but now he knows he got to keep his mouth shut for the rest of the year than Chris Christie?
I've never seen a guy plummet so quickly in a matter of 24 hours from a respected guy to, like, everybody just looks at him and shakes their head.
Sure. Good point. Newt Gingrich, Secretary of Defense. At least these are names we recognize, unlike the people that Trump.
There's some other names in here,
Rand
too.
Rand Paul, Elon Musk for Secretary of Transportation.
Because he invented a car, right? Because
that's why the Tesla guy.
Yeah, he invented a car, so he must know something about transportation.
Hey, Ann Coulter, Secretary of Homeland Security.
Perfect, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, now there's a woman who's got the temperament for a job like that, and would not use the full weight and authority and espionage capability of Homeland Security to try to get even with her enemies. That would never happen.
At least they'd all govern by Twitter because they're both very active with that.
That's true. That's true. It
should be fair.
It's quite a party, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Unbelievable.
Now, again, as former head of a Republican Party, are you afraid? Are you afraid, Pat Brady? And I know you were just at the state level, but you've seen the Republican Party in Illinois have some pretty significant ups and downs. And, coming off of the George Ryan thing, it was very hard for the Republican Party to get its act back together. There have been a few ways throughout the state to try to sew it back together. It's a total mess up here in Northeast Illinois, right? Whether it's Cook County or it's better in DuPage and Lake, places like that, but it's still a bit of a mess. Nationally, is this what's about to happen? Is there just too many disparate factions that have very, very, very specifically different agendas and they're all coming to tear at each other?
A little bit. It depends on what happens. If Trump's the nominee, we're done. We got to. And I'm only hoping if he does become the nominee that there's a moment of clarity and everybody wakes up and says, we need to get back to what we're all about, not Trumpism. I'm a Kasich guy. If Kasich can win this thing, I think he can bring the different groups together. But, for example, the group we need the most or probably second most to win is suburban women. They hate Trump. They absolutely hate Trump. We lose by 40 points with suburban women if he's the nominee. So long answer to your question, yeah, this is a disaster if he's the nominee, but maybe there's a moment of clarity we can clean it up and start over.
And yet you hear the Ted Cruz people are just begging Kasich to get out, saying that all the polls show that his supporters would overwhelmingly go behind Cruz. He'd have a chance to beat Trump. Do you make any sense of that? Or how do you make sense of that, Pat?
It's nonsense. It's just not true. He's got his base of support. He's got the real conservative elements of the party. But Kasich votes don't go that way. The Rubio votes have come more to Kasich. And the only person right now that beats Hillary Clinton by 11 points or beats Hillary at all is John Kasich.
But how does John Kasich, I know I see that, but to Anna's point, though, how does John Kasich, first of all, he statistically can't win the nomination on the first ballot, right? So what has to happen that gets him there?
Well, you got to have an open convention, and that's the strategy here. Cruz wins in Wisconsin, that slows Trump down. You're going to go to Pennsylvania, and Kasich right now is tied with Trump. Trump's only up one in California right now, huge number of delegates. So you're going to go into Maryland, some of these states that Kasich can do well, or at least pick up delegates, and then we just have a food fight at the convention. And the good news is the groups want to bring guns into the convention hall now, so we should all feel good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know.
We're going
like
to be there, aren't we?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the floor. So.
Yeah.
Packing or not?
Wear orange.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my suggestion.
Wear orange.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It
great
says,
idea.
You know, and with a thing that says not Trump, not Cruz, not Kasich, you know, something that says, you know, civilian,
yeah,
wearing orange.
Yeah, I won't wear my camo dress,
yeah,
because my camo colored, it would just not work out.
No, or horns on your head. Don't do mm-hmm. that. That would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So Wisconsin delegation would shoot you.
I'd wear a GoPro, though. It'll be fun.
Oh my gosh. I have no idea what to expect. I mean, all right. So in Wisconsin, though, so back to this, because we're going to take you to Janesville here in a few minutes where there's a big Trump protest going on. And do you think this last week with the National Enquirer article and all of the other stuff that has come out and the attack kind of, you know, so it's personal and vitriolic and about the wives and about the families. Do you think anything like that can make people sober up?
I don't know. I've been wrong all the way through. But I'll tell you this. Today, his campaign manager got arrested for simple battery against a Breitbart reporter. And the next layer of the story is the campaign manager's lawyer was charged 20 years ago with biting a stripper. So every day, there's just another weird story out of Trump world. So I'm hoping some of this starts to stick, but I think the attacks on women might actually have stuck to him a little more than the other stuff.
Well, that Lewandowski, you're talking about Corey Lewandowski, it's on tape. I know whatever they're going to try to do here is not going to be very, very effective, because you clearly see this guy reaching out, grabbing her, and pulling her back. And, you know, is it a criminal act?
It's a misdemeanor is what they're saying, though. Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. Where does this really go?
Yeah, I know. Pat?
She must have had some bruising or something. Because I watched the tape, so I'm like, not great, but is this really a bad? I don't know. But the bigger issue is Trump lied about it.
Right. And and there is bruising on her arm. Yeah, Trump lied about it. Lewandowski lied about it. It's just what it is. All right, Pat, good luck to you. And I say that, you know, with everything.
Godspeed.
I mean that. Godspeed. Yeah, good luck. Thank you very
much.
Don't
give up. Thanks. See you guys.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
That's what, you know, that basically is his battle cry this entire, don't give up. Oh,
please.
God, don't give
please
up.
Don't give up. Is that what you're saying in Florida to everyone?
Don't give up. Well, you know, Florida won Trump. So, I mean, it's all over down there. I do think that there are people. It's funny. It's if you look at the numbers, as mm-hmm. Pat was pointing out, between women in the suburban women and college educated folks, not mm-hmm. the poorly educated, as Trump likes to say, he loves the poorly educated, but college educated folks, he's down by 30 points. So,
how does that stack up with Hillary? I mean, I don't know. I guess she has older women, not younger women. I don't understand any of this, because does Kasich then become the answer, and then you defy the party and break up everything, and Trump gets mad, his supporters get mad, and I mean, how does this all?
Then Trump runs as a third party and
yeah.
takes out Kasich and the whole thing. I don't know.
And even Marco Rubio's people are now saying he's trying to maintain his delegates just in case it's a contested convention that he might throw himself back in somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah.